Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today I have one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Thank you.
Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, who is a very interesting person in lots of ways, but one of the most interesting things is that he is a Jewish rabbi who believes in Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. And after this word from our sponsor, we're going to talk about that. It's going to be interesting, so stay tuned.
This podcast is brought to you by Samaritan Ministries. Are you unhappy with your current health insurance choices? If so, I recommend that you check out Samaritan Ministries. You can find them at mysamaritanstory.org. You might have seen Samaritan's ad in one of the latest issues of Charisma Magazine. I encourage you to look at each issue and you'll find a Samaritan story that you might really find interesting. This month's ad features Brett and Christina. They're members of the Samaritan, and they discuss their transition from insurance and the excitement they've had since joining fellow believers in Samaritan Ministries. Many Christians have turned to Samaritan since the passage of the Affordable Care Act to protect their families' religious liberties. Samaritan Ministries, mysamaritanstory.org. Now let's return to the podcast.
Welcome back. And welcome to you, Rabbi Cahn, and thank you for taking time to be with us. You know, this week I had the opportunity to be with you at a very interesting conference of Messianic rabbis. Now, the average person doesn't think of rabbis believing in Jesus or Yeshua as it is in Hebrew. So this is a movement that's really grown up in only the last generation. Tell us about it.
First off, the Messianic movement really begins at the beginning, because if you look at the beginning of the church, they were all Messianic believers, Messianic rabbis, Paul, Peter, they were Israelis. So really, this is the original form of Christianity. And the Bible says before Messiah can come again, his people, he said, you will not see me again, Jerusalem, until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So Jesus is not coming again until the Jewish people come back to him. So this has got to be a very key sign of the end. And so in the same time that Israel has come back, the Jewish people have returned to Israel, the Jewish people have begun to return to Messiah as the Jewish Messiah. So this has been happening. It's amazing because the link actually goes with Jerusalem. When in 1967, when Israel regained Jerusalem, which is part of prophecy, more Jewish people have been coming to Messiah since that time than any other time since the book of Acts. So the modern Messianic revival is linked to Jerusalem, so the restoration. So that's been happening. In the 1970s, you might have had a handful of Messianic congregations. Now you have hundreds of them in America, in Israel, all around the world. It's basically Jewish people coming to Messiah and saying, hey, I didn't stop being Jewish by following the Jewish Messiah. He makes me more Jewish. On top of that, it's not just Jewish people. It's non-Jewish people, because the other side of this movement is that the church is more and more moving, turning back to its roots, to its Jewish foundation. It's more and more, you know, if you went in the Middle Ages, you wouldn't have this. You'd have everybody focused on Rome. Well, now it's kind of turning from Rome to Jerusalem. And so you've never heard the name Yeshua said in churches before, you know, a number of years ago. You didn't have shofars in churches. You never had Passovers in churches. Well, at the beginning of the age, you did have Passover in churches. So it's kind of like a mirror image of the beginning. So it's not just Jewish people. It's non-Jewish people saying, hey, listen, this is my roots too. Actually, the Bible says if you're born again, no matter what you're from, you are now a citizen of Israel. That's in Ephesians. So it's for Jew and Gentile, really. And so it's not just the Jewish people what's happening. It's really happening to the church itself. Never have Christians so loved Israel. Never has Israel's best friends been Christians or evangelical as today. So it's something prophetic as well. It's rich, it's beautiful, celebrating the holidays, but not under the law, but because Messiah is the fulfillment of it all. So it's really a beautiful thing, but it's prophetic.
And you know, I know this because as a journalist, I've been covering the Messianic movement since the 1970s and have been caught up in a lot of the things you're talking about. You know, at our church, we sing worship songs with a Hebrew beat and all this kind of thing. Yeah. But I couldn't help but notice that even the way I asked the question a minute ago shows my kind of Western Christianized mindset, where I talk about how this is new. It's not new.
Yes.
The early church was almost all Messianic
Christians,
and all of the early leaders
That's right.
Peter and all those were Messianic rabbis.
That's right. That's right. Listen, don't feel bad because I shared this message to the Messianic rabbis and they were shocked. I said, listen, the faith came to the world, everything. I mean, everything about Christianity came through Messianic rabbis. You know, that's 2,000 years ago. The first greatest church controversy, you know, wasn't about Mary, wasn't about penance, wasn't about Martin Luther. It was, could you be a believer in Jesus without being circumcised first? I mean, that shows you how Jewish it is. So, yes, the big question is, can we bring this to the Gentiles? You know, so now we're kind of the reverse. You know, one of the mysteries is that in the Hebrew year, the end of the Hebrew year, the sacred year, is time of Teshuvah. Teshuvah means repentance, but it also means return. And there's a mystery where the Hebrew year actually links up prophetically with the age. The end of the age is going to be a time of Teshuvah, which means return. So look what we're seeing. We're seeing the Jewish people return to the land, return to Jerusalem. The Jewish people return to Messiah. The church is returning toward more to how it was then. The world is returning to a pagan state or anti-Christian in many ways. And so we're seeing a full return. So it's really, we're returning to the beginning. So yeah, you could say it's a newest movement, but it's also the oldest movement.
That's right. And of course, I've had a lot of opportunities to go to Messianic congregations, and they vary. They're not all exactly alike.
They do.
But I feel right at home. The kind of worship music that you sing, the prayers, all this. Of course, it's with a Jewish flair, and often it's in Hebrew. But I can remember the first time I went to a Jewish synagogue that was not believers.
Yes.
I had gotten to be friends with the rabbi, and he had invited me, and I went. And so I'm sitting there not really knowing what to expect. And all of a sudden, it dawns on me, this reminds me of a Roman Catholic service in the sense that they lifted up the scroll, like they lift up the scripture.
Okay.
They stood up, they sat down, they read out of a little book.
Yes.
All of this thing. And I thought the early Christians would have been Jewish.
Yes.
They would have brought that over for the early church, the Roman Catholic
yes.
Church. Of course, it's evolved over
yes.
the years.
Yes.
Am I right or wrong?
You're totally right. You're totally right because actually, I'll tell you this. When they did a study of Gregorian chants, they found Hebrew chants within it. So when the first Gentile believers were coming in, what were they coming into? You know, the first Jewish believers, all they knew, the worship they knew was this. So there had to be this kind of thing. Now, the Roman Catholic Church added and added and added until it became almost beyond recognition. But you're right. So much of that came from the first Gentile believers who were discipled by Jewish believers.
That's right. And you have Jewish congregations, Christian congregations, led by a spiritual leader that's a rabbi or a priest or a minister. That's not like Islam. It's not like Buddhism. It's not like any other religion.
No. And very interesting. I'll tell you, I mean, if you look at, for instance, the earliest epistle is considered to be James, you know, the brother of Messiah, who, by the way, was never called James. He was called Yaakov. That's a whole other story. Nobody was ever called what you think they were. And Jesus, of course, is Yeshua. But when James speaks, he says, when someone comes to your congregation, he's talking about if a rich man comes and don't be partial. But in the Greek, it doesn't say church. It says synagogue. So here is the first church, Jerusalem, and James is calling it a synagogue. And actually, you know, the word for church, we call it church, it goes from the Greek ekklesia, which is a translation of two Hebrew words. One is kahila. You know, actually, the Hebrew word kahila became translated as either ecclesia or synagogue, same Hebrew word. And it refers to the congregation of Israel. When it says the congregation of Israel wandered in the desert, that's the same word for the church. So even the word church is totally linked to the synagogue. Absolutely.
Well, I think that God is doing something to bring back the church to its Jewish roots. And this
yeah.
is something we could talk about
yeah.
for hours and
yeah.
never really
yeah.
Totally cover it. But I will just end with this, that growing up a Pentecostal, I did not feel I was going home when I went to Springfield, Missouri, for example.
Okay.
I've been to the Vatican and Rome.
Oh, yeah.
I did not feel I was going home. But when I went to Jerusalem, I had this sense that I was coming home.
That's exactly it. I whenever I do a tour to Israel, the people who have never been there, they're not Jewish, and they feel truly they're home, and a lot of people want to stay. And it's true because what the Bible says is true. It says if anybody wants to check it out, read Ephesians 2. It says, once you were separated from the commonwealth of Israel, but now you are fellow citizens. So the truth is, one of the mysteries is, not only is Jesus Jewish, and he's the most famous leader of the church is a rabbi, but also the church is secretly Jewish.
And with that, we'll close. Thank you so much for being with us.
My blessing.
God
always.
Bless you.
God bless you, Steve.
This podcast is brought to you by Samaritan Ministries. And if you're unhappy with your current health insurance choices, I really encourage you to take a look at this website, mysamaritanstory.org. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.